Listening test.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Cindy's father has a farm. Cindy spent the whole summer vacation there.
Oh, no wonder she knows so much about animals, though she isn't interested in them. I don't really like the painting. It's not my cup of tea. Too modern and unusual.
But look at the colors and forms. It's very imaginative.
Maybe. I prefer a painting showing a view of the countryside.
Hey, Mary. Have you heard about the forest fire in Australia? A large number of animals were killed.
Yes, it's so terrible. I'm writing a report on it.
Really? I'll read it as soon as it comes out. Are these your children in this photo?
Yes, the oldest one is Tom. He is beside my father. This is Lily, the second oldest. This is Mike, the youngest. My husband Rick is behind him. How long will it take you to fix my laptop? I need to use it in my speech class next week.
I'm not quite sure, but it shouldn't take more than 3 days. By the way, would you mind paying in advance?
Second节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a yellow sofa which my friend showed to me. I want to buy one for my sister, but it seems not to be here.
I think you are in the wrong place. There are no sofas in my shop. You can buy some bed necessaries here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Never mind. Go down this street and turn left when you see a supermarket. Then you will find a furniture store.You can find sofas there.
Thank you.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a yellow sofa which my friend showed to me. I want to buy one for my sister, but it seems not to be here.
I think you are in the wrong place. There are no sofas in my shop. You can buy some bed necessaries here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Never mind.Go down this street and turn left when you see a supermarket. Then you will find a furniture store. You can find sofas there.
Thank you.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I can't take it.
What's wrong?
I have been taking 2 English classes in order to graduate early, but now I have 2 essays to turn in on the same day.
Have you started writing either one?
No, I haven't even finished the books. One is The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. It's very sad.
I've never read it, but I've seen it in the library. It's long.
I know.Luckily, the other book I have to read is much shorter. It's The Sun Also Rises by Ernest Hemingway.
I love that book. Hopefully, you enjoy reading it. Well, I should let you get back to your homework.
Okay. I hope I can finish.
Don't worry. At least you don't have to write a research paper like I do.
I can't take it.
What's wrong?
I have been taking 2 English classes in order to graduate early, but now I have 2 essays to turn in on the same day.
Have you started writing either one?
No, I haven't even finished the books. One is The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. It's very sad.
I've never read it, but I've seen it in the library. It's long.
I know. Luckily, the other book I have to read is much shorter.It's The Sun Also Rises by Ernest Hemingway.
I love that book. Hopefully you enjoy reading it. Well, I should let you get back to your homework.
Okay. I hope I can finish.
Don't worry. At least you don't have to write a research paper like I do.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Miss Green?Do you think within a few years, many people could work at home instead of working outside?
It's happening now. The communication industry has made much progress in recent years, like the development of 5G smartphones, and AI technology also helps.
And how do these people manage to work?
Well, they have a television set, a computer, a printer, and a telephone to connect with other computers.
Oh, I see.But surely there are some advantages in working at home.
Yes, people don't have to spend a lot of time getting to and from their workplaces. The rush hours are the worst time of day. They may make more money if they apply for more different jobs.
Ah, yes, I see. What do you think about the conditions of home workers?
Let me tell you what might happen. A British company, for example, in London, might employ clerks in Belfast.Or a Paris company could have their managers in Spain. They just use a telephone to call around for the employee.
Miss Green, do you think within a few years, many people could work at home instead of working outside?
It's happening now. The communication industry has made much progress in recent years, like the development of 5G smartphones, and AI technology also helps.
And how do these people manage to work?
Well, they have a television set, a computer, a printer, and a telephone to connect with other computers.
Oh, I see. But surely there are some advantages in working at home?
Yes, people don't have to spend a lot of time getting to and from their workplaces. The rush hours are the worst time of day. They may make more money if they apply for more different jobs.
Ah, yes, I see.What do you think about the conditions of home workers?
Let me tell you what might happen. A British company, for example, in London, might employ clerks in Belfast. or a Paris company could have their managers in Spain. They just use a telephone to call around for the employee.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good afternoon, Penny. What's the problem?
Well, I don't feel very well, doctor. After 3 days of the toothache and sore throat, I'm troubled by a terrible earache now.
I can give you a new medicine called NoPain, which is very useful. You can get it at any medicine shops.
NoPain?
Yes, NoPain. And you have to take the medicine after breakfast and supper.You don't need to take it after lunch. And remember to take it always after meals. That's very important.
And how long do I have to take it?
You have to finish this bottle, so that's 5 days. Come back and see me then.
Next Monday? The 1st of September?
No, not Monday, Tuesday. That's the 2nd of September.
What time can I see you, doctor?
You have to make an appointment with the nurse at the reception outside.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Penny. What's the problem?
Well, I don't feel very well, doctor. After 3 days of the toothache and sore throat, I'm troubled by a terrible earache now.
I can give you a new medicine called NoPain, which is very useful. You can get it at any medicine shops.
NoPain?
Yes, NoPain.And you have to take the medicine after breakfast and supper. You don't need to take it after lunch. And remember to take it always after meals. That's very important.
And how long do I have to take it?
You have to finish this bottle, so that's 5 days. Come back and see me then.
Next Monday? The 1st of September?
No, not Monday, Tuesday. That's the 2nd of September.
What time can I see you, doctor?
You have to make an appointment with the nurse at the reception outside.
Thank you very much.
听下面一段独白。回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
As the car industry develops,Traffic accidents have become as familiar as the common cold. Yet their causes and control remain a serious problem that is difficult to solve. Experts have long recognized that this discouraging problem has many causes. At the very least, it is a problem that involves three factors: the driver, the vehicle, and the roadway. If all the drivers exercised good judgment at all times, there would be few accidents.Improved design has helped to make highways much safer. But the number of accidents continues to rise because of human failure and an enormous increase in the number of automobiles on the road. Attention is now turning increasingly to the third cause of the accidents, the car itself. People want to know how cars can be built better to protect the drivers. So there are also some new driverless cars on the road.Are they really safe? As the car industry develops, traffic accidents have become as familiar as the common cold. yet their causes and control remain a serious problem that is difficult to solve. Experts have long recognized that this discouraging problem has many causes. At the very least, it is a problem that involves three factors: the driver, the vehicle, and the roadway. If all the drivers exercised good judgment at all times, there would be few accidents. Improved design has helped to make highways much safer. But the number of accidents continues to rise because of human failure and an enormous increase in the number of automobiles on the road. Attention is now turning increasingly to the third cause of the accidents, the car itself. People want to know how cars can be built better to protect the drivers. So there are also some new driverless cars on the road. Are they really safe?